Bagi Kevin Condon yang berusia 74 tahun, apa yang dimulai sebagai flu ringan pada bulan Juni lalu, akhirnya menjadi kasus pneumonia yang memakan waktu berbulan-bulan untuk pulih. Beberapa waktu kemudian, 6 bulan ke dalam pemulihan dari tabrakan mobil, batuk keras, keringat berlebihan saat tidur, dan sesak napas telah membuatnya sakit selama 5 minggu. Sementara keadaan tersebut terdengar cukup buruk, namun pikiran bahwa ia diharuskan untuk pergi ke rumah sakit untuk pengobatan telah membuatnya lebih khawatir.
I'm very paranoid about going into hospital, particularly at 74, because my father died from MRSA just from going into hospital for an X-ray for a routine inspection after a fall, and he died from that infection picked up in hospital, and so I was paranoid about going in hospital. Fortunately, I escaped that, but it took me a long time to recover.
Sementara tidak ada efek yang berkelangsungan dari cederanya, ia mendapat pengalaman dengan herpes zoster atau ruang yang menyakitkan 8 tahun sebelumnya.
It's one of those illnesses you just don't think is going to happen. When it does happen, the various levels of effect. Fortunately, mine was mild. My father's was very serious, and my girlfriend's has left a lasting effect on her. You just got to think, even though it's unlikely, it could be so serious that it could affect your eyesight. You'd go blind with shingles.
Dengan tingkat vaksinasi untuk bayi di Australia mencapai di atas 90%, peneliti kesehatan mengatakan hanya 51% dari orang dewasa berusia di atas 64 tahun yang divaksinasi untuk flu dan radang paru. Dan para ahli khawatir hal tersebut akan membawa risiko wabah. Profesor Penyakit Infeksi Epidemiologi Raina McIntyre dari Universitas New South Wales mengatakan beberapa infeksi ringan bahkan dapat mengakibatkan kematian.
Every year there are outbreaks in hospitals, in nursing homes. You know, you see explosive, catastrophic outbreaks occurring in nursing homes of flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, whooping cough, other gastroenteritis, other. But flu is the one that's preventable by a vaccine that's available on the NIP, as well as pneumonia, which is often a complication of flu, bacterial pneumonia. These outbreaks can be impacted by people being vaccinated.
Professor McIntyre telah menulis laporan yang dipublikasikan dalam Medical Journal of Australia yang menginvestigasi alasan mengapa hingga 3,8 juta orang dewasa Australia melewatkan vaksinasi gratis yang bahkan berpotensi menyelamatkan nyawa mereka.
An infant will just be brought in by their parent and vaccinated, whereas adults are mobile, they're working, they've got other commitments. That's one reason they're harder to vaccinate. The second is we have a childhood vaccination register, so it's easy for doctors to keep track of infant vaccination. But for adults, it's at this stage, GPs are not able to check a register for their patients' vaccination status. We have got a whole of life register now, which is a fantastic initiative by the government. It came in last year, but it doesn't yet capture older adults. It will do, though, and that'll make a big difference. The third reason is provider confidence in vaccines. So doctors and nurses are much more attuned towards infant vaccinations. They tend to be less enthusiastic and less convinced about adult vaccination. When you ask unvaccinated adults why they're not vaccinated, the most common reason in research is my doctor never told me. So the recommendation of a doctor is really important.
Meningkatkan tingkat vaksinasi di antara populasi orang dewasa adalah fokus kerja oleh Laboratorium Riset Vaksin dan Infeksi di Universitas New South Wales. Bekerja bersama Profesor McIntyre, Dr. Holly Seal mengatakan, kelompok-kelompok yang beresiko tinggi termasuk wisatawan, migran, pengungsi, dan penduduk pribumi. Ia juga menambahkan, kelompok ini cenderung lebih sering tidak diperhatikan dalam sistem kesehatan daripada kelompok yang lain.
Migrants, if they're traveling back to their country of origin, they're very under-immunized when it comes to travel-related vaccinations because of risk perceptions, either by themselves or even their primary care provider. They often think that they are not actually at risk of travel-related infections or there actually might be financial issues with seeking pre-travel health care. Unfortunately, it often ends up with some of our common vaccine-preventable diseases being brought back into the country because of people travelling to areas where these infections are still more prevalent than in Australia.
Ia mengatakan, meningkatkan kesadaran dalam tempat kerja dan pusat-pusat komunitas perlu menjadi bagian dari strategi untuk menjangkau kelompok-kelompok tersebut.
We know that if healthcare workers themselves get vaccinated, that they're more often going to promote vaccines to their patients. You know, seeing advertising mainstream, you know, I think that helps and having those conversations with each other, I think is really important too about trying to demystify about these vaccines and reassuring each other that it is actually important and extremely safe to get vaccinated.
Kedua peneliti mendorong warga untuk menjadi proaktif dalam mencari informasi yang berhubungan dengan vaksinasi mereka. Dan untuk Kevin Condon, sekarang adalah seorang model, pengusaha, dan guru bahasa. Ia beranggapan bahwa vaksinasi adalah tentang kualitas hidup.
Go and get the vaccines because why risk you're in a period of your life when your health can deteriorate. These will help prevent that or the risk of something happening that will impact the end of your life. I don't think it's worth it. I want to live for a long period of time. And I want to live healthily. That's my take on it all.